There,
always an after, wasn't it?
There are days, and there are days. And when there are days that are days that are days, then those days are great days. This is Dr. Herbert Albarelli, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campbell, California, with Instant Illumination. What does it mean when we say there are days? We've just finished a sumptuous lunch, and our cornucopia ran over, and we dutifully emptied it. And now the cornucopia lies flat on the table, empty, ready to be filled at supper time. What does it mean to be abundant? What does it mean to have a cornucopia? What does it mean to have everything that your heart could desire? Does that mean that you have all the money in the world, or all the things in the world, or all the places in the world? There's a mother whose daughter has been missing for a while. And then all of a sudden she gets a telephone call from her daughter. Her daughter got herself a job, and she's doing just fine, but she had to leave home to do it because she didn't have the strength to tell her mom that she was going to get a job doing something different than her mom expected her to. And she says, "Mom, I'm okay, everything is just fine, I got a job, and I'm doing just what you taught me to do, except I'm doing what I like to do." And her mother breathed a sigh and said, "Whew, you know, I was so worried about my daughter." And the daughter said, "Mom, why were you worried about me? Did you ever think I could do anything bad? I don't necessarily do everything you tell me to do, but I couldn't do anything bad." And the mother said, "Yes, dear, I know. I know. And you have given me the greatest blessing that life could give. I could not be richer with all the money in the world and all the health in the world and all the other things than to know that you are okay and everything is good and beautiful." And we sometimes misvaluate our things. We say things are important, and they really aren't. Now, to this mother, the welfare of her daughter was far more important than that her daughter did the job that she wanted her to do. She was like she always was, with her nose in her daughter's business, telling her daughter what to do and how to do it and where to go and so on. And the daughter just finally said, I can't argue against Mom. I can't fight anymore. I don't want to." And so she just packed up and left, which she should have done a long time ago because she was already over 18. But she didn't go. But now she went, but she didn't tell her mom, which is kind of tough because she should know that her mother was going to worry. But when she called and told her mom all's okay, her mother had been received at that moment the greatest gift in the world, the greatest blessing, the greatest priceless, most priceless thing that could ever be given to her. What sort of things are priceless in your world? Did the mother realize that was her priceless gift? No, not until she got it. She knew that she missed her daughter. She knew that she was worried about her daughter. She knew that her heart was very unhappy that her daughter wasn't there for whatever reason. But once her daughter was found, and once her daughter was okay and everything is in order, then she was the richest lady in the world. Could you give her money to make her that rich? Could you give her things, objects? Could you give her a husband, or could you give her a family that could make her feel that way? It's this very special feeling. It's a very special feeling. And we are so wise when we start studying ourselves to find out, is that the only time that the feeling comes for this mother and her daughter? Does the feeling come at other times in our life too that we haven't paid much attention to? Did someone say something nice about you that you didn't expect and that you were so flabbergasted you couldn't even say thank you? Someone said, "You know, that you spoke to my son the other night when he was feeling so bad just made him happy, made him balanced, and you just took such a load off my life, and you said, good, I'm happy I said the right thing." But you can't say anything. There are no words that you can say. Anything that you say is going to be an anti-kill. You know, it's going to destroy the greatness of that gift. And so it is with all of the great blessings in life, the great meaningful things in life. It's not the houses we're going to have. It's not the children we're going to have, the husbands or wives we're going to have, the family we're going to have. What it is that because we live according to the highest and the best that's within ourselves, and we are always
ideal.
We are always being ourselves and having fun. It's not always. See, this morning we had a lesson on ideal, and so she learned that very well. But now, what's it? What's it?
To be myself and have fun.
Super. Yeah, but you see, that's the point. To be myself and have fun. Now, what does it mean to be myself and have fun? Yes?
I feel harmonious inside.
You feel harmonious?
Harmonious with whatever I do.
You feel harmonious with everything that you're doing and everybody in your world and all of the things that are happening in your life. You're absolutely harmonious with them.
Yes.
Something like that?
Yes.
I thought that's what you really meant. You were kind of timid there, not including the whole kitchen sink. And you got to include the kitchen sink on that too, right, Ingeborg? Yes. So, happiness is something so special. It is so rewarding, and it gives you that feeling of intense belonging, that feeling of everything is right with the world. And it doesn't matter what happens. And you know, if you are happy when you're driving your car, you drive your car very positively. And if you are happy when you're living your life is just a bed of roses. When you are happy, when you're looking at your neighbor, or you're looking at your family or friends or yourself, you are just in bliss. You are contentville. You are so pleased with yourself, so at one. It is a wonderful thing. But now, you can't make yourself happy. But you can by saying, I like me, 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 I like me. Keep saying that, so that's the only thought in your head. Then you will never do anything that will be against your liking yourself. Because if you like yourself, you cannot hurt yourself. If you like yourself, you cannot do something that is going to be a disadvantage to you in any way. If you like yourself, you're going to like everybody in your world, and you're just going to be a beam of a beautiful light in everybody's experience. But it's just that simple. 2 times 2 is not going to be not 4 just because you don't want it to be. And it's not going to be 4 just because you want it to be. 2 times 2 is 4 because that's a mathematical principle. Saying I like me is a universal principle, a psychological principle, a metaphysical principle. It's a universal principle that always functions. And when you say I like me, I'm being myself and having fun. All is in divine order. When you say that, then it's done. Now, Ellen had a phone call the other day from Rosalie, and in the phone call, Rosalie was saying she was having a little difficulty with this and that, and this guy, where we have our seminars, wants to know ahead of time so he can publish it in his magazine what our titles are going to be, and all that sort of thing. And Rosalie was a little upset because things hadn't worked out exactly the way she wanted them in the last seminar that she conducted, and did a good job, really. But she was very upset. And then she calls now today, and she says to Ellen, guess what? I've got some news of some new thoughts for seminars, and they're so great, and they're so wonderful, and so fantastic. And Ellen says, go for it. Go for it. Let's see what you come up with. So now, who knows what we're going to see? But she's happy. And if she's happy, she's going to come up with some very wonderful things for us. We know that. Now, did Ellen make her happy? No. Ellen merely said to her, Rosalie, you're fantastic. And we always say that, because that's true. And we always say that, and what happens to us because of that? Beautiful things happen for us. We don't know how they're going to work out. We don't know what all the details are going to be. We don't know what doors are going to open. Felix Eschbacher was my seminar director in Europe for years and years and years, and he always fill the place up with all of his students, with all of his people that he had on his mailing list and so forth, and Lox and all over the Switzerland we had great seminars. And Philip Schatz in Germany, we had seminars with Philip for years and years and years. And then he started having some personal problems and we had to make a change. So that's life like that. And it didn't bother me. The change was a little slowdown for me, an opportunity to take my breath. And it's wonderful. And now, as I'm getting younger, we'll be probably having more seminars again. And more, 7-day seminars and 2-week seminars and so forth like that. And people will come there, I can't do this, it's too much for me. Look, baby, I've been doing this for 2 weeks now. This is my third week of doing this, and I'm 25, you know. So come on, get with it. And they say, oh, yes, of course, you know. But Dr. Barley, that's you. And I said, and you're my reflection. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And they always rise to the occasion. And it's beautiful. And this is what each of us do. When we start using the principle, saying I like me, saying, hey?
I am myself and I have fun.
Now you?
I am myself and I have fun.
And you?
I am myself and I have fun.
Super! And you?
I am myself and I have fun.
And you?
I am myself and I have fun.
And you?
I am myself and have fun.
So these two like to do it differently. They like to say it differently.
Isn't that right?
Yeah. And that's okay. One day they'll learn the lesson of saying it the way we have designed it to say. And don't talk between yourself while we're giving the lecture here. This goes over the network, you know, and it makes it sound like, you know, you're a bunch of servant youngsters here, you know, obstreperous. And you're not, are you?
No.
What does the word mean, huh? Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I like myself and I have fun.
I am myself and I have fun. Together.
I am myself and I have fun.
Again, I am myself and I have fun. Once more.
I am myself and I have fun.
And I love you, I love you, I love you.
Thank you.